Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas joins us now in our studio. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Good morning, listeners.
It's fall now. It's autumn, and we're in like full autumnal mode, if there is such a thing. But we talked a little bit about this last time. You know, the year continues on each month, there's like a whole new set of things that people have to kind of watch out for. And autumn is, I would imagine for you, with Rice County being, well, largely rural.
Yes.
A lot of your operations involve the rural part of the county. You've got combines and tractors and
motorcycles
and everything else. Yeah. It's kind of turned loose to this time of year.
This time of year, it's very busy on our roadways. Yes, the farmers are trying to get their crops harvested. We have great weather right now for them, a little windy today, but they're out and about. People are trying to get their last motorcycle rides in. People are trying to store their boats for the season. The deer starting to move, so a lot of things to look for on the road. So have to keep your eyes open.
Yeah, you mentioned the deer. Once the cornfields get stripped of corn and all the beans and everything are in, the deer are just kind of out there like, oh boy, where do I go to now? Have you seen that activity increase yet, or is that yet to come in the upcoming weeks?
We haven't really seen a huge peak in car versus deer crashes yet, but that's coming. So once the temperatures start dropping and the deer start pushing, and yeah, they'll start moving.
Officers, you know, the deputies patrol throughout the rural areas. So you're out there seeing the combines, and I wouldn't say running into them, but you're not physically running into them.
Encountering them.
There, yeah, have a good word. You really have to. That takes just a lot of patience. I mean, you just have to be patient when you run your rural road or something, and you encounter a farm implement.
Yeah, so you're still going to see them on your state highways as well. So if they're taking more than their lane, they're supposed to have an escort vehicle. But you know, sometimes when you have to drive a quarter mile to your next field, it's you might cut a corner and decide, I'm not going to take the head off. I'm just going to drive down the road. And I'm from somebody who grew up on a farm. That has happened in the past. So I know how it works. And just take your time, be patient, and try and do your best to not get involved in a crash.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen, you know, hunting season? There's various seasons for firearms, non-firearms, bow hunting, duck, deer and everything else. Are you seeing an increase in traffic? In some of the rural areas, not really traffic, but are there more hunters getting out there now?
Well, archery season, I believe, is open. Duck season is open, but it's really dry, so all your ponds are a lot of those are dried up. So, in this area, waterfowl doesn't seem to be as prevalent as certain other areas, but we're starting to see vehicles parked at the state properties that you can actually hunt on and checking out the situations. So we're starting to see it a little bit more, but it's not really peaking yet. So once the pheasant season opens, which might be here in a week or so, they'll start seeing more vehicles along the roadways. So.
All right. Not only is it hunting season and harvest season, but it's also election season. So let's kind of shift things over into the election, because you'll be running for county sheriff for the first time after having been appointed about a year or so ago.
Yeah, November 12th. Yep.
After former Sheriff Troy Dunn retired, you have decided to run for re-election. So let's talk to the candidate here. First of all, that year that you've had in office, how's that been? Do you feel good about that? Do you feel good about, are you comfortable with the job now, I guess?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with my job. I kind of got thrown into the mix. We did have an officer involved fatality with a vehicle, so we had that to deal with. We had a homicide in the city of Morristown. We've seen a lot of calls for service, and so I've been experiencing a lot of things that I didn't get to experience so much as I went through the ranks. So.
Is that, you have a little bit different perspective, including those things. You also have to do things like work on your budget and set policies. Do you feel comfortable with that? Is that a strong point with you? Do you feel like you're getting that done right?
Yeah, so I actually started my college career in economics. I did that for roughly half a year and discovered it was very slow. I love numbers, so I like working with budgets. And we've seen a great increase in fuel, our squad car purchases, costs for personnel, trying to be competitive in the markets for law enforcement and corrections. So we're trying to, I presented my budget several months ago and I cut a few things and then from one spot, moving to another where I've seen an increase, like our overtime budget had been the same for several years. So I increased our fuel budget because we went through our fuel budget this year in the first 6 months of the year. So trying to figure out where we're going to be in a year from now and make sure we have enough money in those certain areas that I see an increase along the way. So.
Let's talk about the policing. What do you see if elected? Of course, you've got a four-year term. Can you look out over the course of the next 4 years and give us an indication of what direction you would like to take them into? What are going to be some of the big issues that the next sheriff will have over the course of the next 4 years?
Well, we're still going to be dealing with the mental health aspect of our profession. We've seen some changes in that with Travis's law, with Rice County adding the community-based counselors. So that gives us extra tools that we can use. But we still see ourselves responding to probably 90% of mental health calls because of the criteria for certain calls. So we're still going to those. We've slowed our approach down and changed how we deal with those calls. The other big thing we're going to deal with on a law enforcement perspective is hiring new staff. If you look at the numbers of students enrolled in colleges or community colleges, whatever it might be for law enforcement, the numbers are down. And we usually get 60 to 80 people apply for a law enforcement job in Rice County, and I had 10 apply last time. So we're seeing those numbers plummet, and if nobody's going to school for law enforcement and we're already seeing low numbers, it's going to take several years for those numbers to come back around and get people back into school for those careers and have numbers to pick from for us to hire.
You'd mentioned, we're going to kind of go back to that first aspect that you mentioned. That's mental health. And this is, I guess I'm going to be a little bit of a departure. I'm back to talking to the sheriff now as opposed to the candidate. But have you seen with the mental health professionals that are now involved with your department, you'd mentioned, are you seeing a difference in that? Is that a good thing for the county? Has it been a positive thing for you and the sheriff's department?
Yeah, so we've had Project Intercept in our jail setting for several years, and that's been beneficial. And now we actually have that same person who's doing that plus the community-based coordinator stuff. So our counselor, I mean. And I think I just saw the last numbers since we've started this program. I think there's been 153 referrals and 120 cases that have actually, where you do a referral and then somebody actually reaches back out to you. And so it actually, that person actually says they want some help. So we're seeing that a lot. So that's good. We're trying to reduce the recidivism of people calling for mental health calls and getting the help they need because, excuse me, law enforcement isn't always probably the best person to handle mental health calls. But we've seen over years that when nobody else wants to do it, you call law enforcement and we always show up. So we have to deal with it.
Yeah, the one that's that answer the bell.
Yeah.
Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us. We are talking. We talk to him every month. We're talking both as a sheriff and as a candidate now. And Sheriff, I guess, is there anything else that you would like to mention about either law enforcement within Rice County or your candidacy for reelection?
I guess just the fact that our public safety center project is moving along very nice. We're ahead of schedule. We should have our training and storage facility up by sometime in December. So, and hopefully put walls up in January for the big facility. So.
All right. Moving along. Thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated. We'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas.